The survey's findings sum up coastal damage among 48 communities that responded statewide. The Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative conducted the survey to get a better idea of how shoreline areas are responding to challenges like erosion, as lake levels have reached record highs in recent years. The group's executive director, Jonathan Altenberg, says climate change is making swings in lake levels much worse.
There's much more drastic movements from high levels to low levels, but the high levels are particularly damaging in eroding our coast, taking our beaches away, destroying coastlines, buildings, infrastructure like water intake.
The coalition would like to see $2 billion for Great Lakes communities to address coastal damage as part of the infrastructure bill being debated by Congress. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.